Mental health, a rising concept in American politics, social media, and corporate initiatives. For all the attention it receives, the topic is still taboo among certain groups, sparking the question, does anyone care about mental health? You're listening to Talking with a Whisper, a podcast created by Melvin L. Burks, CEO of Hamilton Center, Inc. My name is Lynn Hughes, and I'll be your host. Thank you for listening. The goal of this podcast is to bring awareness to the myths and misconceptions surrounding mental illness. We will cover common topics in the mental health field and inform our listeners about what Hamilton Center is doing to serve our community's mental health needs. Today we are joined by Melvin L. Burks, CEO of Hamilton Center, Inc. And the name of this podcast, Talking with a Whisper, this is something that came to you, something that you've been thinking about for a while. So tell me what that means to you.
Talking with a Whisper. In our country, in our state, in our county, people are wrestling with mental illness and substance abuse. But they're talking about it in a whisper. And it's not hitting the right people in the right magnitude of organizations where we can do something about it to erase the stigma of mental illness and substance abuse.
So what is Hamilton Center trying to do to get people to talk a little more loudly about these things that are you know, challenging our world right now?
Hamilton Center is creating different positions that goes out. Those individuals who are in those positions, like consumer rep, is out meeting the community, talking with the individuals that they come in contact with in the community, and talk about Hamilton Center and talk about how we can benefit each other, Hamilton Center, by serving those individuals who are struggling and having challenges of mental illness, and by those individuals helping us by directing us to those individuals in their environment.
So why do you think there is such a challenge with people using their voices in a more vocal way to talk about the issues that they're having, to talk about, you know, the issues that their friends and family are having? Why is it that this conversation has been stifled for so long?
I was saying, in terms of what, I was in a meeting this morning, and we were talking about this word called fear, F-E-A-R. And I think in terms of the reason why individuals are hiding behind the whisper is because they feel that they would be looked at and looked down upon if they come forward and express themselves that they have some form of mental illness. So what we're trying to do is make an individual feel comfortable and not hide behind the whisper and speak out and speak up.
So what can people do? Obviously, we're going to have a lot of listeners who are not from this field, people, from the, lay people, from the public. What can they do, and what kind of tools can you give them to help them become more comfortable with the idea that, this is something that needs to be talked about and talked about in a loud way?
Well, the first thing they can do is recognize that if it's them or someone who comes to them that have an issue, is to tell them that it'll be okay. There's people here and organizations around that will be able to help you, Hamilton Center being one of those organizations. But there's other places. If sometimes it's just that they have to get help, whether you get it at Hamilton Center or whether you get it somewhere else, get help.
So I know that sometimes it takes a little bit of poking and prodding to get people to get the help that they need. I think we've all been there, where, we need to do something. And, we talked a little bit about that in terms of that fear and how that fear is sometimes, holding people back from getting the help that they need. What would you tell people if they have that fear? How would you comfort them to let them know that it would be okay?
I would say in terms of this morning we were in the meeting and we talked about something that is about conversation, having a conversation with those individuals where those individuals can feel relaxed that they can express themselves. Conversating with someone would allow them to step out in front of the whisper and to sit down and talk to either one person or several individuals to talk about their concerns. And I think what Hamilton Center is trying to do is making sure that there's pathways where individuals can walk down without feeling restraint or feeling that something or someone is going to look down upon them. And so that's why we have individuals and departments who are equipped with going out and talking to individuals who are in need.
Hamilton Center offers a ton of different programs, and from birth to death, basically. I mean, and there's services and programs available here for everyone. And one of the programs that we've been talking a lot about lately is the Western Indiana Recovery Services and the opioid treatment that facility provides. I know you are the program sponsor for that. Tell us a little bit about that and why that's so important to you and to our community.
I think I don't think there's anyone in our county or our state and our country that has not heard about the opiate epidemic. And I think that we were given a license by the state of Indiana to operate a facility, a service, to treat those individuals who are addicted or who are challenging the everyday life because of their addiction to opiates. And I think that when you have a clinic and you have people who are professional working within the clinic to provide that service, I think that we at Hamilton Center are wanting individuals in our community and our surrounding areas to understand that there is a place that they can go. And what Hamilton Center is doing to inform individuals, they're starting a major campaign to get the word out, whether through TV, radio, whether it's through yard signs, whether through billboards, whether it's going door to door to let individuals know that there is a place that they can go, and it's called Western Indiana Recovery Service.
So is there anything else that you would like to add? One last thing you'd like to tell people about, you know, the whisper and you know, the challenges that we face in our community. You know, it's definitely a tough time in our world and in our community, and it's great that we have the services that we provide here. So what would you tell people about Hamilton Center and what, you know, they can do in their own lives and for themselves and for their friends and family to make a big difference?
I would say I've been working at Hamilton Center for 40 years. And I am not just the average employee. I am an individual who have opened myself up to let Hamilton Center in. And I would say to individuals, you know, the whisper is something that I want individuals to understand. They can get from behind the whisper and feel good about it, that there's someone here that would be able to help them. I think that when you think about substance abuse and you think about any form of addiction, you think of individuals who are struggling, but they're struggling for a reason. What caused an individual to get involved with something that will control them, like a drug or alcohol or opiates? Well, what we want to do, not only in terms of giving you some kind of medication, but we want to advise you, counsel you. So the treatment is not just one-fold, it's twofold.
So this is obviously the first episode of this podcast series that we're going to be doing with Mr. Burks. And so what would people expect from the rest of the episodes? Obviously, we've talked a lot about different things here today. And, you know, the whisper has been a primary focus of this episode, and it will be continue for future episodes. But what other things can people expect to hear from you?
I am going to open up, raise up the gate, open up the door wide, and we're going to talk about everything, that anything that is affecting the individual's life, that is making them struggle within their life and causes challenges for them. So we're going to talk about it all. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about education. We're going to talk about marriages. We're going to talk about what it takes for an individual who is a child and how that individual become an adult. We're going to talk about boys growing to men, and we need that around here and around the country. So I'm just saying that I'm going to come up to my little nest, and I'm just going to start talking. And whatever is put in my heart, by God, it will come out through my mouth. So the whisper will be here.
Thank you so much. We appreciate having your time today, and we look forward to the future of what this podcast brings and the future messages that you would have for our audience. So thank you.
And I want to say this. If it wasn't for Hamilton Center, Inc., I would not have this opportunity. You would not be listening to me today. And I would say to you, tune in. Don't let the whisper get you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Talking with a Whisper. Hamilton Center exists to provide quality behavioral health care, wellness, and human development services to our community. Together, we can end the stigma surrounding mental illness.